everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Ian.
And I'm Crystal.
We lost her. And we have a special guest. We have a special guest today.
Me too.
Hi, yes. Laurel.
This is... Yeah! Laurel's decided to join us. She is a friend of mine who actually owns in the DVC property Riviera that we will be discussing today. So we figured it'd be an ideal person at the ideal time to join us.
Yes.
But the reason I was reacting like I did is because I didn't warn her that I'd be singing before this. And so
is that what that was?
Yeah.
It was horrible, I know, but that's just our it's our way to like make sure that we're like, okay, and stepping into character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we jumped into it without
yeah. But it's just weird when other people see us do it because it's not supposed to be seen.
I just love the little dance moves that went with it. I think it really added something to the experience.
I mean, you just, it's a full body thing.
Yeah, you have to get into it.
Step into it.
Yeah, 100%. Otherwise, it just doesn't work quite right.
It's conviction. You are...
Yes.
Anyways, let's just get into the show.
Yeah. So today, as we mentioned, we are talking about the Riviera, Disney's Riviera Resort, which is, I think, the most recent resort that they have opened in Florida. So it was opened on December 16th, 2019. It's a 300-room DVC property. Goodness. And there is a mixture of different options with Tower or Deluxe Studios, and then they've got 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas with a maximum capacity of up to 12. So it's a pretty standard fare of running the gamut of the things you can get with DVC. And it's, I don't have a lot of like history because it's kind of new and
it's super new. Let's talk a little bit though. Getting into this because we just jumped in soup quick.
It is
one of the newest resorts, like Ian had mentioned, but DVC Resorts is also the newest. They had been talking about doing another one, but thanks to COVID, that has been put on hold. So until we all heal from COVID, including the tourist industry and all of that, this is going to be the newest resort that's going to be on property. It is themed to... Now, this is where I get a little confused, and Laurel, you can... say one way or the other because you actually own there, but they call it Riviera, but they say it's the French Riviera. Is it the Spanish Riviera? Is there a Spanish Riviera?
Italian.
Is there a
Italian Riviera?
Italian Riviera. So it's based on the Italian Riviera. That's the theme.
It's based on both, actually. It's based on both because that's where Walt and Lillian like to vacation a lot. And so that's there around the hotel. There's lots of pictures of them in the French Riviera and the Italian Riviera. And there's also a lot of French and Italian inspired names and movie posters from around the world. So it's cool.
Oh, wow. That is
nice.
Cool. I just never really thought a lot about its theming, but I know we're going to get into it.
Yeah, I know that there are a lot more. It's a lot more adult level of art and sophistication, almost to the same degree, I would say, as the Grand, but not as gaudy. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but it's more
European than the American super garish over the top.
It's not as gaudy as Americans are.
Yeah, it's not Victorian, which is what Grand Floridian is aspiring to be.
Exactly.
And I know that as far as, because we did touch on the rooms a little bit, there's a huge plethora of different rooms. When I was first looking into possibly doing this, I was talking with someone and they're like, well, yes, there are tower rooms, which are super cheap as far as the points go, but they're real hard to get because there's only like 10 of them and they're super duper small. So if you're going to be buying into DVC, don't buy into just thinking that you're going to be able to get the tower rooms every single time.
Got it.
Or am I just making things up?
No, that's absolutely true.
Okay, cool. They don't even have like a standard bed.
What?
No, they have a Murphy bed. So
really? That's all you get?
Yes, it converts from a couch to a bed. I will say that it is very comfy. I did sleep on one in one of the deluxe studios when we had four people in a room. So they're very comfortable, but you just have no room to get around it a lot. It's a very tiny room.
Got it. Okay.
Does it come with a kitchenette like a normal studio does?
I believe it has a smaller refrigerator and it has a coffee maker, but there's no like sink. There's none of that. It's just a bathroom and a room that is quite tiny.
How could it be a smaller refrigerator since they already have a beer refrigerator as it is to try and fit food into?
I have to imagine it's custom to the Disney property or something that has to be special ordered because it is just, it's hidden. Like you have, basically when you walk in, you see a couch and a built-in around it on a wall. And it's kind of within one of those cupboards in the built-in, but it's very small.
Oh my gosh, really?
So funny. It's like, and this is my entertainment center, and here is my fridge that holds one bottle of champagne.
It is cabinetry.
Oh my.
And I mean, I know the other rooms are like some of the others, and I do believe that the three bedroom villa is a two story as well. I don't know. I didn't walk through it, but no, it's not.
No, it's actually a one story.
Oh, okay. Because I know that some of the DVC properties do two stories for their bigger guys. So I wasn't sure. But I know that it is highly sought after, which is shocking after the amount of Disney DVC kerfluffle that happened when they originally went into selling this property. I know that they were, when they first started selling this property for DVC, they were saying that anybody who bought into this property was only able to use those points for that one resort. Oh. And unlike all the other points that you had bought in previous, you know, resorts, previous years and everything where you could transfer them. Now, did they change that, Laurel? Because I know you bought into it, so I'm not sure.
They have changed
that. They amended that. Okay.
Yeah, we would not have bought in because we had, at the time that we bought in, we had not stayed at the Riviera yet. We just went through the model rooms at Saratoga. So immediately I was like, oh, this is amazing. These rooms are amazing and I would love to stay there. But having not stayed there before, I wouldn't have bought in with that. But there are rules now that if you resell the property, you could only use those points for Riviera or any future DVC resorts that will be built. If you want to resell it, it's not a good deal. So my husband and I had to make sure that we were going to be using it and not reselling it. So,
Got it. Interesting. All right.
Well, let's get into the dining a little bit because you're actually, that property is fairly well known for its variety of food and how good it is. I mean, I haven't been able to be back there yet to check it out, but you're there regularly, so.
I will say that it's the best food I've ever had at any resort. Like, from the quick service is amazing. I think we ate there like two or three times one trip because it was so good. Like, the quality is just better than some sit-down restaurants you'll get at the park. It's just really good and very reasonable, which is surprising because Riviera is a more expensive resort. But their food there was very reasonable. It was like $12 for the sandwich and fries and a drink. And it was an incredible, like, it was portion sizes were big. Yeah. The food was just really well made. Everything's very fresh. Even during COVID, because I did go during COVID, it was really well managed. You placed your order before you went in. Tables were spaced, or you could take it outside, which is really nice. They have a really great green space that you can eat in. That's Primo Piatto. It's really, really good.
Okay.
They also have the coffee shop, La Petite Cafe, which is, from what I hear, I don't drink coffee, but I've gone with people who do, and their coffee is like, eh. But their food is delightful. Okay. Again, their food is delightful. Okay. They have great desserts.
I read that they had like, they have like charcuterie boards and stuff too, right? Like late in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I want to go to there. That sounds delicious.
It's so good. And Topolino's is probably the best meal that my husband and I have had anywhere on property.
Really?
And so that's the signature restaurant.
Yeah, signature. Okay.
That's the signature restaurant. Yeah, on top. And it is expensive. I will not lie. It is very expensive. It's if you're going to go there, it's kind of the same as if you're going to Why can I think of the Canadian Steakhouse in Epcot? Le Cellier. It's kind of the same type of prices, but
okay,
very good.
Yeah, I remember. Like, I remember looking at like the breakfast. I just peeked during research. I was just peeking at the breakfast menu, just the breakfast menu. And I saw that like the main entrees were like $42.
I will say, yes. Yeah. I did like, go to breakfast one time because I went with my nephew and he wanted to see Mickey. And during COVID, it's like, okay, well, here's a guaranteed way that you can see Mickey. It's his favorite person. So we did go.
Is this
and
Cinderella's
I did pay
royal table.
I know. I paid $40 for a bagel and lox, guys. Like, it was so much. A bagel and lox. It was, I mean, the salmon was delicious, but it was, yeah, I left there like, what did we just pay for that? Like, no, I would probably not go for breakfast again unless you have kids that need to see the characters. I will say the food quality is very good, but for $40, like, no.
No.
And you did highlight that it is character dining, but isn't that character dining only for the breakfast?
It's only for breakfast. Yep. So at night, it's much more. Usually, you have to wear nicer clothing. You need to wear nice shorts or a dress.
Dress code.
There's a dress code at night.
Wow.
They weren't really sticking to it during COVID because I think they're just like, just be here. We're just happy that you're here. You know. But it's definitely we dressed up a little bit, and we felt really glad that we did dress up.
Okay.
So
okay.
And it's nice when you're staying there because you can just get dressed and go upstairs. So,
right, that's true. Well, what kind of dinner items do they have? I didn't see the dinner menu as much.
It's a steak and pasta. I will say one of the best things that we had, which we had our waiter suggested it was an appetizer. It was the ricotta, and everybody's had ricotta cheese, and it's like, okay, yeah, whatever, sure, we'll try it. Yeah. And we got it. We're like, holy this is so much better than it has any right to be. Like, the whole meal was just so good, but like, that was one of those things that we're like, we have to get that again when we go back. It's so good.
Yeah,
so Ian, we're putting that on the to-do list.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
It's fine. Yeah, that's awesome.
Now they also have a bar. A pool bar as well, don't they?
Probably
haven't been there.
I have been there.
Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, you have? Okay, well, I'm ready for my update there too, because if it's just a stellar, I'm excited.
We're so happy to know that you've like been to all of the dining options. That's what we never have any information on.
Well, I will say something about Riviera is that it encourages you, like the feeling of the resort encourages you to be there more instead of feeling like you're missing out at the parks, because My husband and I like to play bocce. They have a bocce court. You can go out there and have drinks and just hang out. And it just feels like more of a resort, quote unquote, than a lot of the properties do. And we just liked going back. We'd go back midday and just hang out for a couple hours and then go back to the parks. And then parks are closing early right now. So we'd go back and have a drink at Bar Riva. And the drinks are good. And the food is a lot. It's pretty much what they have at Primo Piatto. So they kind of share a menu. But they do have a Monte Cristo that's not on the menu right now, but should come back once things cool down, that I've heard is really great. I haven't tried that yet, but that's the one thing they have that Primo Piatto does not. It's the only place you can get it on property. But it's good. It's very crowded always.
Okay.
Because it's not very big. So you kind of got to get there early or just be aware that you're going to take your stuff to go.
Got it. Okay.
Is there a slide for the main pool?
There is. It's kind of in a turret. It's kind of like in a turret, and it kind of goes down like a little roundy slide around it. And then they have the best splash pad because I'm obsessed with Fantasia, and it's a Fantasia-themed pool, like splash pad. So it has like Hyacinth Hippo, and it's got like the ostriches, and the elephants are on top, like dumping buckets of water. It's really cute.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's really cool. So they even made the they even gave kind of the kid play area still kind of a level of kind of class to it with the
It's
the
really
rest of it.
Pretty. And there's three. That's so there's technically three areas. So you have the kids' splash pad, the family pool, and then the adult pool. So yeah. It's really nice for people like me who don't have kids. I can just go to the adult pool and hang out and go in the hot tub and go to the pool and like not have 10 kids running around me at all times that I'm watching out for. But if you have kids, it's also a great place to go because they have two options. So if you have smaller kids, you know, you don't have to be worrying about them all the time.
With the bigger kids in the bigger pool and yeah. That's pretty cool.
So my question as far as that goes is it as good as Stormalong Bay in the Yacht and Beach Club?
I mean, the only reason it's not is because they don't have a lazy river, and I'm a sucker for a lazy river.
That's fair. Lazy rivers are really fun.
I just like to relax and have a drink and go around the lazy river, man.
Yeah, I get that.
I think it's an adult thing. We just want to sit and relax and drink anyways.
I know, right?
The John Mulaney bit. Like, what'd you do this weekend? I did nothing. I did nothing. It's awesome. Didn't do anything.
So you said that there's bocce ball. What else is there to do around there? I know that other DVC properties have had, you know, golf courses not officially attached, but kind of like Saratoga Springs and mm-hmm. Old Key West did. Then we've talked about Stormalong Bay before, which is Yacht and Beach, but that one has like the lazy river, the sandy bottom pools, all of that. Most of the time they try and have something, you know, the Animal Kingdom Lodge has animals. I mean, is there anything extra or anything that would separate this a little bit more from the other DVC properties that stands out in your mind?
I will say that I think the size really lends something to it because there's only 300 rooms and it's a very compact resort. You don't feel like you have to travel a long way to get into anything. So the bocce court, the pools are all together. There's a really great walking trail that you can go around that will go around Caribbean Beach and back to the Riviera.
Oh, wow.
There's also a big green area that they do like movies outside, which they do at all the DVC resorts. But there's also activities that they do in the green space. So it's kind of fun. I think their goal is right now to like have giant games like every night, like different ones. I think they had like real person foosball one night or something like that. Or no, it wasn't foosball. It was like pool. So like you had these giant balls and you would play pool. Oh, yeah. Cool. It was interesting. Yeah.
That's super cool.
So I think it's just cool. Nice, relaxing place. I felt more relaxed there than I have at any other resort.
Okay. Interesting. That's an interesting take because I didn't really think about like when you say like, yeah, there's 300 rooms, that's like tiny compared to like most mm-hmm. of the other resorts being, you know, like 1,000 rooms and a couple of them, you know, and just being like, okay, this is getting to be, you know, crazy, especially in the like All-Stars. And those are budgets, but.
Yeah, but I mean, Old Key West is that way. You've got like 5 different bus stops. There's one bus stop. Now, even if you're on the opposite side of the hotel, it's not a long walk to get to the Skyliner. It's not a long walk to get to the bus. Right.
Yeah, it's on the Skyliner, right, too. Skyliner. We haven't even touched on that.
Yeah. And have you ridden the Skyliner much?
Yes, it's my favorite mode of transportation now. I will say when they were building it, I used to stay at Boardwalk a lot because we used to love just being able to walk in the back of Epcot, walk to studios, and we're staying there again in April. But having the Skyliner there is just so convenient and it fits so many people so much faster, even right now where they're separating parties. So there could be one person on a gondola. It's constantly moving. So like when you have to wait for the bus or even if you have to wait for the monorail, there's only so many people that can fit on there and and you have to wait for it to come. So it's got to travel back and forth. With the gondola, it's constantly going. And then you get to see kind of cool places. When they were first being built, I was like, I'm not really into that. It's going to be hot. It's going to be gross. But they do have windows that you can open and the cross breeze when you're moving really, it makes it very habitable.
Do they go pretty quick? They move pretty quick.
They do.
You
I will
been
say
on
that
one yet, have you, Ian?
No, I haven't.
They don't go too quick unless you're like when you're coming in to stop. There's always a moment of like, is it gonna stop? Because it's really coming in quick, and then it like kind of like swings forward as it stops.
Yeah.
And I think that the thing that I don't like about it is that a couple times that we've gotten stopped, not for any long amount of time. I've heard of people who've been stopped for like an hour before. And for us, it was like, you know, a minute or two. But it was always like, is it going to start? Like, please don't let us be stuck up here.
Stuck up here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just had to have that one time, which they've already done, where it was stuck for a long time.
That's right.
And everybody's afraid that now when it pauses, is this it?
Right.
I mean, I've ridden it before. I truly enjoy the Skyliner. But no, I'm right there with you. When it stops for a couple of minutes, I'm like, please. Please
just keep going. And it slows down a lot, and that's just usually just to get like the handicap compartments back onto the line. But there's a couple of times where it has just completely stopped. And if you're if you're afraid of heights, it's not for you. I love heights, so I'm like, this is really cool. I like it a lot. But when we got stopped, my husband is deathly afraid of heights. And he when we're moving, he's fine. But when we stopped, he's like, I do not, I want to get off.
Yeah, not a fan. Yeah. So, yeah.
Fancies. That's me too.
Yeah, no, I get that. It depends. I'm very specific in my like or fear of heights. It's kind of back and forth depending on the situation. But I've ridden lots of like gondolas and ski lifts before, so I'm assuming it's probably not going to be a dramatically different
very
experience.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's cool. I didn't think about that. So you've got the Skyliner, and that's a pretty short walk from the Riviera then? Does it have its own station?
It does have its own station, and it kind of shares it with part of Caribbean Beach, because depending on where you are in Caribbean Beach, you're closer to the Riviera station. But yeah, it's great. I mean, you walk through, and the nice thing is that when you're walking to it, you go through that little open area that has the mosaics going around. If you've seen that, they have Peter Pan one and a Rapunzel one, and they're gorgeous, and they have like lit up fountains underneath, and it's just really gorgeous to walk through, especially when you're coming back at night. It's like, oh, okay, it's cool.
I feel you. Okay, I see you, Disney.
I see you.
Now, I can't remember. Is this the Skyliner stop as well that happens to have a Joffrey's just sitting right there?
No, that is Caribbean Beach.
Okay, I wasn't sure which Caribbean Beach.
And I'm kind of glad it's
Skyliner
not Riviera because I would be in trouble. I would have so many strawberry drinks. It would be ridiculous.
That's outstanding.
Well, is there anything else that we should know about the Riviera Resort, or really why we should stay there?
I will say, it's a little bit more adult, definitely kid friendly, but I see a lot of couples stay there. I see a lot of older families stay there. It's just kind of a different feel. Like, it really made us feel relaxed both times that I've stayed there. There's something about it just being a little bit removed, but not, you know, far away. It's not hard to get to anything, but it feels more removed than, say, Beach Club or Boardwalk, because you can't just walk somewhere. So when you're there, it kind of lends to relaxation, and it's really nice. The one thing I do wish they had was a spa, because it seems like it would be the perfect place for a spa. But it is a smaller resort, so I kind of get why they don't. But I will say, it being a small resort is also one of my favorite things, and I understand why it's a little bit more expensive. It's right up there with Grand Floridian as far as price goes. It's kind of ridiculous right now. If you're looking to like pay cash, it's a tough sell.
I would still probably end up renting points or something like that, right?
Yeah, I absolutely would suggest renting points if you want to stay at Riviera. It's just a better use of your money. But overall, the way that it's so compact and so beautiful, because it's brand new, so everything's still gorgeous and, you know, well taken care of. And it's just, I mean, and the food. I mean, again, the food is just the best of any resort that I've been to. But just generally, it just lends to relaxation. It's small, so like, there's never a long wait to get on the Skyliner. There's never a long wait for the bus. It's super easy to get around if you're on one side of the hotel. It's not like when you're at Boardwalk where you're staying way down here on this hall, but you want to go to Epcot. So you got like a 20-minute walk now.
Minute walk just to get to your bus or whatever.
Exactly. And like, everything's so compact here that it's really beautiful. And I will say that I really love the decor and the historic pictures of Walt and Lillian on their vacations, also mixed in with antiques. Yeah, they have a lot of antiques. Yeah. They have a library area behind the coffee shop. that just has glass displays of like antique Mickey Mouse dolls from the 1940s and, you know, just different things that are really interesting to look at. And it's a great workspace, but it's also a great space to just like grab a cupcake and some wine and sit in there, or, you know, grab breakfast and sit in there.
Yeah.
So it's really unique, and I wasn't quite expecting to like it as much as I did when I went there, but it's definitely my husband's favorite resort now, and probably my favorite resort too.
Yeah. You definitely gave me a different perspective on it, 'cause I just didn't really see it as being, it just, to me, it looks like they just kind of built, stamped out kind of like a nice resort building. Yeah, and it's kind of neat to see that it's got a lot more character than that when you actually dive into it.
Yeah, when I first saw the outside, I was like, okay, it looks gray. it's fine. But I think it really comes alive once you get inside. And then especially the outdoor area in the back, it's really nice. And I was surprised as to how much work they really put into it to make it very adult and classy, but at the same time, family friendly. Like pieces of original art that they made for this resort are fantastic. So they're all modeled after European artists. They're all Disney themed, and you can actually buy the art.
You own a couple
there.
Of them, don't you?
I do. I own one of them. Yep, I own the Princess and the Frog one. But there are so many there that were so beautiful, and they use them in the hallways. They use them in the rooms. So that was also one of my favorite things, because I love art. So
yeah. It went from being a resort that I thought very little of to one that I kind of want to put on my list now, because it sounds like it checks a lot of the boxes that I like about Disney resorts.
We need to do a stop by at the very least. We need to see what the big deal is, and go for lunch,
take a break from the parks. That's what my suggestion to people is: just take a break from the parks in the midday where it's getting really busy. Go over to Riviera, go to Primo Piatto, get some food, and hang out in the green space and just have a nice, relaxing time. It's so nice.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds really good.
And just to make sure that we're including it, they do also have the normal general store where, because it is a DVC, you can get some food products. So if you wanted to cook in the room, you can, for those who actually have kitchens, not just the tower studio of a very micro fridge. But, you know, the DVC room probably have the full kitchen they'll have things like pizzas, hot dogs, that sort of thing that you can buy as well. And they'll also have merch because it's the newest one, so there's a little shopping store, but I don't think that's the main focus here, unlike the Grand Floridian, where they have tons of different shops that you can go into.
I will say that there's only one shop at Riviera, and it is smaller than most, so if you're going and expecting like a Grand Floridian size shop or a boardwalk size shop, you're not going to find it there. It is smaller. Everything's a little bit more compact because you have that smaller footprint, but you can get what you need there.
Nice.
Works for me.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. That sounds delightful.
I think we need to make sure that the first time that I take you out on the Skyliner, that this is going to
that'll be our stop.
A stop for us. Yeah.
Especially if you're going to Epcot, because it's also the first stop, so you don't have to like go and transfer. Nice.
Oh, that's easy then.
That's really slick.
Well, we want to say thank you so much, Laurel, for joining us today. We really appreciate your views on the resort, especially since we have not been there. And this is your home. This is your baby. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right.
But this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we hope you have a great big beautiful tomorrow. Bye everyone.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.